Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
This Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them, love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbay.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesday I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is what it is.
Hey, hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mile frame now on the catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's placing the band.
With the Diva Squad.
Real.
Yeah, my voice kind of ashy, y'all. Y'all know I use it.
Mine too. It's got to be allergies. Can't even do my like I want to.
Let me tell you something. My allergies, they're horrible. I mean, I've been coughing and sneezing like crazy. Like, I can't take it. But I don't like taking medicine. I had to take it another inhaler the other day, though. But,
yeah, well, from Friday night, what you expect, Divas? Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying not to go there.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This was respectful.
Again, happy birthday to our diva, Ray Queen in the building. Happy birthday, 45.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. It was very epic. It was epic.
I had an awesome weekend. I spent it with you all who I wanted to spend it with, and I thank y'all. I love y'all so much. I so enjoyed my time. Thank y'all. I love y'all.
I love you. Excellent. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
However, we need a do-over. We need a do-over. I mean, like, full-out massages and everything, like,
yeah. Yeah, excellent. Definitely. Yeah.
I'm in.
I'm on cancel, y'all.
Definitely epic. Anyway, happy birthday to anybody that's celebrating a birthday. My cousin Jessica, my cousin Misha, they all, my son's father, Jason, they all have birthdays around Tanya. Sonia. I mean, it's a lot of Aries babies out there. So
Aries Nation.
Happy birthday to y'all. Celebrate responsibly.
Yeah.
You out drinking, call Uber, call a taxi, or call Tyrone. Call somebody. Just don't get out drinking. Get out there drinking and driving. Like, no, it's not that serious.
Don't do that.
So, you know, ladies, if you guys have no other announcements, we just are going to get started.
Yes, let's get started.
Awesome.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Well,
are you ready to get started? Yes. All right, let me stop because I'm cheering now. Now I'm cheering and shit. It's the allergies. But anyway, as you folks know, we are all on social media, and there's a lot of stories that we've been reading about and seeing and, you know, hearing of that are very, very disturbing. The first story is with the 3-year-old little girl that was murdered. Not only was she murdered, she was sexually molested and everything by her stepfather.
Right.
Now, my thing is, how long has he been doing it? And how long has... I need some answers from the mother. Like, and I'm trying not to be judgmental, and I know people do have to work, but... I'm sorry, there's no job that's going to hold me that's going to that serious to where I'm not keeping an eye on my child. I'm sorry. I just can't. And it has my head, like, messed up, really.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I definitely agree with you, Diva. Like, when I tell you, it was just so heartbroken. I feel like we were just talking about, you know, another case, and now this case came up, and it's just so much. It's so heavy, you know, and I believe that there's always signs, you know. We work a lot. We work. We go to school. You know, we out there hustling. Trust me, we trying to do what we got to do, you know. And at the same time, we still find time to be mothers, you know, to be parents, to be wives, you name it. We find time to do all of this. So when you're trying to balance everything, I want to go back to knowing who you're bringing around your kids.
That's a fact.
Who are you bringing around your kids, and how long is this, you know, are you watching them and how they interact with your children? Like, it clearly wasn't the father. It was the stepfather, and the little girl was only 3 years old.
Yeah.
So sexually abused, physically abused, emotionally abused.
That's right.
All at the age of 3? Come on.
And not only that, but the coroner's and the medical examiner say that she had visual scars. The mother had to have seen something. You have to bathe your child. This is the time where you inspect, where you're looking, you know. And if he's not paying attention to red flags, where how eager was this man to babysit your daughter?
Right.
You understand? Like, you know, a lot of times we get so wrapped on up in doing the necessary with, like, work and stuff like that. So we're not really paying attention to the little details, which is your daughter, which is a major detail.
Sorry. Every mother should know their child. If anything was different about my child, the way she walked, the way she talked, she a little glitter in the eye, a little, you know, I know every single little thing about my daughter. So,
there had to be warning signs, and
they had to be ignored. Red flags,
of course,
had to be ignored.
Of course, there was a lot of red flags, and just like, you know, she was left, you know, home. So I'm assuming that at 3 years old, she's established a stepfather, and then there was a smaller child as well in the house and the home. You know, so there was two children there. One, they died, but there was another child there as well. What has that child been encountering?
I think that little boy was his. I think they had that child together, if I'm not mistaken. But it's just I don't know how
they
allowed those to slip through the cracks that hard, like. I'm sure, and at 3 years old, they're pretty vocal, because the other little girl that was killed by her mother a couple of weeks ago was telling the people that her mother was doing something.
She told them, right? Right. She told on them. She told, and they did nothing, and they failed her. Now no one even came out and said that she said, you know, anything just yet, but of course it's going to come out eventually. You know, it's going to come out where someone's going to say, you know what, I did watch this little girl and this is what was said. Or you mean to tell me all those bruises that were visual, you've never been to the hospital, there's nothing to have blunt trauma to your abdomen? How hard did you hit this little child? Like, I don't know.
So
he's a straight animal to me.
Little girl in her stomach. He really punched her in her stomach. Like, she probably was crying because he was abusing her, and I don't want to hear that he was mentally sick, because if he was, why was she even with this dude? Like, that really got me angry to the point where, how are you trusting this man that's not even her father, number one? You know what I mean? Like, come on. And again, I'm trying not to judge this woman, because, and here's another example of how the system makes things hard for women. Especially women that have to take care of the children, because number one, you have people that are, you have these facilities and stuff that go after the government for assistance, or they jack the prices up because they know the government is going to pay it. And then, and here's another scenario where the government is not going to give you assistance because you make $2 too much money.
Right.
You understand? So now you got your back up against the wall. Like, I'm going to work. I have to work here, but I don't have anybody to watch my child.
Diva, it's like, I'm hearing you. I'm going with it, but I'm going there against the mother. I'm sorry. I am. I can't try not to. I have to, only because I think that this, excuse me when I say it, but this is partly her fault as well. You saw no signs. Your job was that important that you can't take care of your kid that can't fend for themselves? No, Mom.
Exactly.
You neglected your child.
No, you need not for nothing.
I'm sorry. You need some charges too. How about that?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
need to be brought up
that.
On charges.
Seriously.
You need to be held accountable
exactly.
for you not being there. I'm sorry. I can't. It just makes my stomach, like, hurt so bad just knowing that a helpless child, 3 years old, helpless. Now, mind you, okay, get it. Her hair was maintained in her pictures. Okay, so
she was well taken care of. She did photo shoots and stuff. I think she was a little model for a couple of magazines or whatever.
Right, but that's my point. She was well taken care of.
Like,
so I'm sorry. So what happened? How did you drop the ball?
So many people
How?
Miss. Yeah. So many people failed
this
child.
And I'm sorry, you can't, I feel like we can't convict everybody, but I'm convicting the mother, I'm convicting the stepfather, and I want to know where is the father at? Did you have nobody?
Everybody.
Was you not
that.
In your child's life?
Now they'll show him on, the TV crying and shit, like, come on, man. We have to, we really, as a people, have to do
better.
Have
they shown the mother yet?
The fathers need to step up and do their job. When it comes to help raising these kids, you don't have to be with the mother to do so. But listen, the mother still needs help. And let's stop blaming women for making these babies on their own. Oh, talk about, you know who you do. No, fuck that. No. Everybody needs to be involved with the child. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
If, even
everybody
if the father can't do it, I'm sure the father's
That's
mother
right.
or somebody can take care of this child.
Right. And she didn't get those photos. She didn't get those, you know, little gigs by herself. So come on,
exactly.
somebody was involved somewhere, and at some point in time, somebody dropped the ball. And I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear about, oh, the mother was abused, and the mother went through this, the mother, I don't want to hear none of that.
She allowed
I want
it.
To know, why did you not help your child? Why, after coming home from work, and you seeing your child has bruises on her, why? Why did you do something? What happened?
Why was something done? I mean... Come on. It ain't that much, excuse my friends, ain't that much pee-pee in this world.
Exactly.
Nope.
She's
okay,
that
much pee-pee down just like this murderer.
Sexually assaulted? Come on.
Let me tell y'all something. My kids are grown, and I still don't bring, if I'm dating a dude, if me not coming in as husband material, I still don't bring them around my kids. I'm sorry.
Yep. Yeah, but you can't bring everybody. I mean, come on now. Like, okay, you're going to bring everybody that you meet out in public home?
Yeah. Oh, this Uncle James right here. This Uncle
right.
So
Uncle,
right.
Uncle, yep.
Yeah. She left the child at home, you know, and now you're at work or wherever you are, and he's at home abusing your kid. And when you come home, you have no signs. You have nothing. You're not visually able to see anything that's going on. I'm sorry. I disagree. I disagree, and I feel like she needs to be held accountable as well. She needs to take responsibility for not being there for her child and not protecting her child. As a parent, our job is to protect our child. If your child is 16, 17, 18, whatever the case may be, and they could take care of themselves and they're able to talk smack and feed off them, okay, you're granted. But when you have a little child that's 3 years old that's just learning how to wipe her butt properly and trying to figure out her ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, I'm sorry. That child cannot fend for themselves, and it's the parent's responsibility to do it, and I'm blaming everybody.
Yep. Sorry. That's a fact.
I'm blaming everybody.
You're supposed to just keep a check on your kids. You're like, oh, let me see. She's not acting right today. Is there something wrong, baby? Are you feeling okay? You know.
Something.
No, I don't. That mother dropped the ball on that one. I mean, and when I tell you, I hope they torture the shit out of that man. I really do. And I want God to forgive me. I want God to forgive me for my ugly heart right now, but I want that nigga to suffer.
Yeah, you know what? And it's so sad. It's so sad. And then it's like you hear about it, you see it, and there's like they even went out today and put like the candles and stuff down, you know, for her. And I'm just, I don't know. It's just a part of me just feels like, what is wrong with this world today, where you're not able to keep your kids safe. You know, you're not able to figure out what's going on with your little kids. I know sometimes it's harder when our kids are older and, you know, they're doing different activities and stuff like that with the school. But a 3-year-old who has really no activities, who only has to go to school, eat, sleep, play, I don't know. To me, I just feel like this was neglect on so many levels. And I feel like, you mean to tell me that no one picked up anything? No,
right.
Nobody
that
saw
man,
any signs at
that
all.
That man
nobody
should have had
red flags.
But at work, while Mama was at home taking care of those kids, I'm sorry. He a grown man. Get out there and do something. Work 2 jobs to take care of that mother and those kids. Why was he at home being a mother while the mother was out there at work? Come on now.
Exactly.
We have had
to do this. That was totally backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That really was.
So sad.
What the heck? So sad. You know, it's just, it's so sad. It's so just like heartbreaking, you know. It really is. It's so heartbreaking. And then to know that once again, and I don't want to keep saying that the system failed, you know. I want to say it starts at home. I feel like the parents failed her, you know. Once again, the parents failed her. And now I want to see where the father is. Is the father in the child's life? The father's not in the child's life? Is the father going to say he had visitation and you didn't see nothing either?
Of course. You know, yeah.
And
there was domestic, there was calls for domestic violence.
It's too much division going on.
There were several calls for domestic violence to this apartment already. So there was a red flag right there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And he probably was bullying the shit out of her and all that kind
of
shit. He probably whooped her. He beating her down too. She to the point where she was scared. Like,
yeah. Yep.
But guess what?
Then
there,
even when
she went to work, though. But you can go to work and call CPS. You can go to work and take your kid to the store and don't come back. Come on. I don't know. Maybe I just feel
I'm with you on that note. There's,
you know, there's so many different things that you could do for yourself and for your child. Being in an abusive relationship, you could listen.
Yeah.
There's so many things out there nowadays for people who are in abusive, battered relationships. There's so many outlooks now. Though they didn't have them before. But there's so many different things now that you can do. And enough is enough. Like, trust me, I know people that go through similar situations, abusive relationships and stuff, and I still don't understand it, and I try to understand it, and I try not to be judgmental, and I try to have an open mind. But at the same time, I'm sorry. I'm struggling with it because I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I don't understand why you stay. I don't understand why you don't want something better for yourself. I don't understand. So help me understand so this way I can have a better conclusion of it and not be judgmental. Like, I don't understand. Help me understand it, you know. Why do you stay when you're in an abusive relationship? Why do you stay when your child is being abused? You know?
Exactly. Especially when it comes to physical.
Why do you stay when you're pushed down, when you're pushed down steps? You know, you push down steps and you get up with black eyes. Why do you stay?
Yeah, that's some real craziness.
You know, why do you continuously have kids with different people who are, you know, not treating you right, who's physically abusing you? Why do you stay in that?
Right.
Is it love? Is it? Is that what love is supposed to be? That maybe I just don't know nothing about?
Right. Did I miss something?
I was watching Roxanne. The other day, and Roxanne was getting beat, and every time the guy would beat her, and then he would feel bad or act like he was feeling bad and said,
I love you because I love you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Are you serious?
But you know what, though? I bet you an amount of money, when she looks back on her life now versus what she went through before, she's probably saying to herself, damn, why did I stay? You know, those were red flags where, guess what?
He could have really hurt you.
He could have really hurt you. And thank God he didn't, but he could have really hurt you.
He did hurt her. He hurt her.
He didn't hurt her like that because, you know what I'm saying, she's still here to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
She's still here to talk about it.
But I'm sure he might have hurt her and broke bones and stuff like that. But I'm saying she's still here to talk about it. How many people do you know that's not here to talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't able to get out of the abusive relationship. And how many people do you know who actually have order protections? And as soon as they get the order protection, next thing you know, guess what? Somebody right there shoots you.
Dead.
Yep.
You gone. And you try to do the right thing, order protection and all, but nothing helps you. So I don't know. I think, honestly, I think one day that we should do, like, a show on domestic violence and just, like, focus on domestic violence for the whole time and have people call in to speak about it. You know, just, and no judgment zone, just being able to explain why situations are the way they are. And as us people looking out on the inside, you know, how do we help people who are in those situations that don't think that there's another way out, or think that after that first hit, afterwards it's, I love you, I'm sorry. You know, well, oh, I didn't mean it. Oh, I got too upset. Oh, my hands.
That's one game. I played a lot of games, and that right there wasn't one of them.
I think I'm too crazy. I'm not even going to lie. I think I'm too crazy because if you hit me,
no.
Lord knows, I don't understand. Listen,
no.
I might see red in a minute.
My self-esteem
has not changed. I can see red in a minute. I can't. And I just don't have any patience for it. And I try to think of the all different types of abuse. And when I think of this little girl, I feel like Bella went through so much, you know, so much at so young. So with this God's way of removing her,
like,
removing her out of this situation, maybe that was God's plan to remove her from the situation and take her with him. Maybe that's what the plan was, you know, because the devil was busy. The devil was moving through this guy. And maybe that was the only thing that was left to do.
Well,
I don't know.
The devil is totally busy down here now. Like, he has dominion over this world right now. Yeah, really don't know.
And it's sad. It's sad. It is sad.
It really is. And I'm just, I don't know. It's just, wow. It's I don't know. It's just sometimes, like, even when we talked about it, you know, earlier, I was just like, wow. Like, it's so much to say, so little time, and how do we help people who are in situations like that? Are we seeing red flags that we're not doing anything about? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's just, are we seeing those red flags? Are we not seeing those red flags? What's really going on?
You know what it is, Storm? It's, you know, it's a lot of times we become victims of circumstance. First, and I speak about this often, because we're like, under the circumstances, I have to do this. Under the circumstances, I need this man because he's helping me pay the bill. I've got to work two jobs, otherwise I'm not going to be able to afford to pay my bill. You know, and I'm going to need them. And those
can write the book about it.
listen, not every opportunity that knocks a good one. So,
exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
A lot of times we do drop the ball. We miss something.
Mm-hmm.
It just something of this caliber, of this depth. I don't know. I don't understand how she missed that. You talking about a little girl. Little girls are affectionate. They're like really close. I know my daughter was very affectionate little girl. Always, you know, by my side. You know, even though she grew up to be a tomboy. But, I mean, there was nothing. Has anybody ever touched you? Has anybody made you ever feel uncomfortable? Has anybody ever hit you? You have the right to defend yourself by any means necessary. Those are my conversations to my children.
But those are the check-ins. Those are the, let me find out what's going on. Let me understand you more. Let me understand how society is. Let me prepare you for what's out there. Those are all the things that as parents, even though there's no handbook to how to be a perfect parent or a good parent, there's still, I believe it's a learned. You're learning as you go along. You know, you're learning as you see other parents. You're learning how you see your parents, your aunts, your uncles. That's how you're learning. You know that, okay, after the first child, you know what you're going to do different with the second child, third child, fourth child. You know different things that you're going to do that's going to better the relationship that you have with your child. And I just feel like maybe with me, I guess because, you know, I was alone for so long, I feel like there's nothing that I wouldn't do for my kids, you know? Like, sometimes you have to make sacrifices of, okay, you know what, maybe while they're sleeping, I'm going to be working. But there's not going to be a man there that's going to be taking care of my kids while I'm out there busting my ass. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? No, you're not going to be home chilling in the house watching the kids while I'm out busting my ass. No. You're going to bust your butt, too.
Why can't it be reversed? Why can't he be out there working?
You're not going to be at the house. The moral of the story is you're not going to be at my house while I'm out working. I'm preparing a life for my kids. I'm not preparing a life for someone that I'm a newfound relationship of just being in, and I don't know you, but I'm bringing you home to my kids. So now you're home to my kids, and I'm working 2-3 jobs to take care of my kids, and now you laying up there in my house. No, listen, I'm all for, you know, being independent and working hard and doing what you got to do, but there comes a point in time where you have to figure out, I'm sorry, if I have a 3-bedroom that I can't afford, then, honey, I'm going to downgrade to a 1-bedroom. We might have to sleep on the couch in the 1-bedroom. We might have to do some air mattresses until we're able to do better. But you know what? Those are circumstances as parents You have to make sure that you're able and you're willing to say, you know what, I might have to downgrade this apartment until I'm able to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? As parents,
yep.
This is what we do. So that's why, to me, it's like, and yes, I was young, and I know that there's programs out there that helps you with the daycare and stuff like that. No, come on. You were comfortable in your situation. You got comfortable. You got too comfortable, and you were able to put your guard down, and someone took advantage of yourself and your household. But now, guess what? You are her provider. You are responsible for her by any means necessary. Point blank, period. He called 911. He called 911 to get the ambulance to come in. I'm sorry. By the time you called me, I'd be out that house, and I'm going to have to call 911 on myself from hurting you is what's going to happen.
Somebody's going to have to meet me here because, I don't know, anything's liable to happen
right
now.
The whole house.
Exactly.
I'm in a demented state. Anything's liable to happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I might do. I'm sorry. I don't know what I might do. I don't know where I might go. Only thing I do understand is when you mess with my children, honey, there's going to be hell to pay. So I hope you're ready.
Sorry. Mama's baby.
You can call me whatever
Mama's
you want
baby.
To. You can say whatever you want to me. But when it comes down to my children, that's where I draw the line. I'm sorry.
It's
not going to happen.
You know what it is? This is becoming all too familiar now. Like,
too familiar.
You know. People are comfortable with killing children? Are you serious?
I feel like this is the highest that we've seen, though, don't you think? As far as, like, the crime rate on little children that's on the social media and that's broadcasted throughout the world, I feel like we're at, like, an all-time high right now.
I agree.
Where every time you turn around, somebody's killing somebody, you know? It's a parent, it's a mother, it's a girlfriend, it's a stepmother, or it's a stepfather. It's someone killing someone who can't even defend themselves. That's what it is. They don't have a chance. She didn't stand a chance. And when you look at this guy, I'm only talking about by pictures. When you look at this guy, you look at what the average 3-year-old looks like, she didn't stand a chance. She did not stand a chance. Yeah.
Listen, to be hit in her stomach, like, you get punched in your stomach, it's going to knock the wind out of you. How long would it take for you to get back on that?
Right.
And she's 3 years old. Her body's not even a third the size that ours are.
It's just so hurtful, like, you know? It's so hurtful.
That's
the messed up thing about it is, there are so many. So now he's labeled as a quote unquote sexual predator or whatever.
Murderer.
You know, murderer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Along with, you know what I'm saying? So, but when it comes to now, we're speaking about the sexual predator thing. You'd be surprised at how many of them are walking around, how many we pass on a minute to minute basis. I mean, there are so many of them, not just the ones that are registered. You know what I'm saying? You know how we get the phone calls from the school? You have a sexual predator, you know.
In the area.
You know, there are even more than that because DSS, Department of Social Services, hide them. They're at your
But I'm going to tell you, they're doing a bad
services,
job hiding
and they
them.
They bounce around. Listen, they bounce around from shelter to shelter. They rotate them. They rotate these people and they don't. Their address is Department of Social Services, and they do not have to register in the community. And they are just walking
amongst when they go to jail, what they do is put them in protective custody. They protect them from the other inmates.
Yes,
they shouldn't.
Yeah,
they shouldn't do that though.
Oh,
they should. They shouldn't.
They shouldn't
put them in protective custody because who protected the victims? You know
exactly.
Who protected the victims while you were doing harm to the victims? They weren't in any type of protection protective custody. They weren't.
Nope.
Like, no. Now it's to me, I feel like if you do the crime, unfortunately, I'm sorry, but you gotta do the time. And there's a lot of people who are, excuse me when I say it, Rachel, who are the same exact thing. They're sexual predators, they're out there, they could be your neighbor, you know, they could be anybody.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important that you make sure that you try and know what's going on in your family. Know who's around you. Know what you're doing with your children. You know, you have to be able to just explain to your children, you know what?
As
you're walking home, please make sure you pay attention to your surroundings, you know?
Yeah.
I remember
growing
up. Your children.
Yes, I remember growing up in some of my father's drinking and drugging buddies were, you know, touchy feely with some of the younger kids. I peeped that out right away. I would not go around them nasty son of a gun.
We would get lost. They'd be like, "Oh, come over here and sit on such and such a lap." My mother didn't play that. No, you don't. No, you ain't either.
Matter of fact,
go somewhere and play.
Yes.
Look, I'm gonna tell you though. Let me tell you, I've seen some stuff in my day where you see these big kids sitting on these fathers' laps like it's no tomorrow. Like the boundaries are just absolutely horrible. When I tell you, Rachel, get out of my head, because I was just about to say the kiss on the lips that they give to the kids. How you kiss your kid on the lip? You don't kiss him on the cheek?
I never even kissed my own children on their lips.
I never do. But my thing is, how do people think that that's okay? That's the same lips that you use to do other things. So how you, you know, like trying to, you know, kiss your kids on the lips. And I forgive you when I say it, but I think too that that's why a lot of babies, that's why I believe a lot of babies get herpes. Because the kissing that they do on the lips when they're babies.
People.
Yep.
Yes.
I believe that's why a lot of babies get it. But guess what? You're giving it to the baby, and they can never get rid of it. Their immune system will never be as strong to fight it off.
These old mothers taking the baby pacifier, sticking it in her mouth instead of going to wash it off.
Gross.
And then sticking it in your baby. I didn't never play that either. Go wash it off.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Mm. It's just so, you know, it's unfortunate, and it's just so... It's just who would think that. I want to say like 2 weeks ago we had a similar conversation. The only difference was is I'm pretty sure that the father was the one, the biological father was the one that was crying, you know, because it was his kids, you know. And now I feel like we have yet to hear the mother's side of the story. You know, she has yet to go public for anything. Even when people took the pictures today of the the vigilant where they go when they take the pictures and stuff like that, I don't see the mother anywhere there. There's no mother. There's people out there that's saying, you know, we're so sorry and stuff like that, and that's crying and but dropping the candles and bringing the teddy bears, but I don't see anyone saying that this is my child.
I haven't heard anything from the mother and the whole ordeal.
Nope. But my child is the one that, you know, I haven't seen anybody yet. I haven't seen anybody yet, and it's breathtaking of how you can actually think that this behavior is acceptable. And then, do you guys believe that there are always signs that when you meet someone and all of a sudden, you know, you guys are dating and everything's great, and you know, a year or two goes by, and now you know the guys come into the house, and you guys are talking about, you know, building families and getting married and stuff like that. Do you believe that there's certain red flags that you should pay attention to as you're dating come home, like before you bring them home? Do you feel like there's red flags when someone's abusive or someone has an abusive trait?
Their eyes are shifty. I'll be paying attention to the eyes and how they look at the young kids, how they look at the girls, how they look at... I pay attention to everything, the body movement, everything. Everything. I'll be looking at to see if their penis jumps when a little girl runs by. I look at everything. You hear me? I'm a fool.
Listen, let me tell you something, though. And this is for those people who don't pay attention to red flags. Some people mask themselves well.
That's true.
Right now, you can, like we were saying before, you can walk by somebody right now and don't know if they're a pedophile or not. And they be
people
mask this stuff well. So
that's why
you have to protect your child, because you don't know what the next one is gonna do. So now it's up to you to protect your child as much as you can. As much as in your power, you have to protect that child. You know,
yes, but that's your job.
You know, well, he's been all right this far, and he ain't beat my ass, so I guess he could babysit. No, honey.
Yeah, but you know what though? He might not have beat you behind, but if you pay attention to how he's looking at your kid when she's walking around,
hello.
That's
exactly.
your red light
like
right there.
Exactly.
Right, and see how eager he was to babysit. Like, oh,
exactly.
don't worry about it. I'll take care of the kids. Oh no,
uh-huh.
I'm good. I'll take. You understand what I'm saying? Listen,
mm-hmm.
I know stories like that personally that I've shared with dirtbag men. You
mm-hmm.
know.
It's so unfortunate,
it's just,
though. It's sad.
We have to, like you were saying. I don't remember which one was saying it, Ray or Storm, but how if we got to sleep in a studio apartment with air mattresses and stuff all over the place,
Storm.
That's
yep.
how we gonna live until we could
mm-hmm.
do better. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't
mm-hmm.
have too much pride to where we got to eat peanut butter and jelly and oodles and noodles. No,
exactly.
That's not how I was raised. And guess what? I survived. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
people just got to start taking more accountability of how you are handling your own child. So
mm-hmm.
what are you allowing to happen around your child?
Yep.
Or to your child? To where work got you that doggone consumed, he should be out there working. Matter of fact, she was nursery school age. She could get you a job while she go to school, and then you be home with your child at night. Unless she was some type of stripper or something. I need some answers.
I want to know where he was.
Divas, just real quick, we do have our first caller. We'll bring the caller on the air. Caller, are you there?
Hey.
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 Hey, y'all.
Y'all know it's always better late
you?
Than never.
I know that's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Storm, been out there with Pastor Holland. She's visiting, so I was hanging out with her, and I told her, y'all, everybody say hello.
Okay. So, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
So what's going on tonight, Divas?
We're speaking about tonight about the little Bella that was killed by her stepfather, and
girl.
where did the mothers drop the ball at in these situations?
Girl, we just got through talking about that. Like, I don't even have any words. I'm serious. Like, it's too many of our little babies just getting like. Kill for no reason. These babies can't hurt you, you know. If you mad at me, be mad at me. Don't mess with my child, my grandchild, or nobody else. Like, that's a helpless baby, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
they're not punching bags, you know. They're not even punching bags.
Right. I mean, you know, we also was talking about the little kid that was in the mother's car and the driver... Somebody shot the baby. Like, you know, what is really going on?
And listen, another lady, somebody that drove off the bridge and drove six of her kids off the bridge.
Yes.
And they're still looking for three of the kids who they presume dead now.
And they probably won't even find them.
They were all adopted.
But you know what?
They were all adopted kids, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Should have just left
you know
them where they were, like...
But you know what? I'm just going to touch on it just for a quick second. Even the people who adopt these kids sometimes aren't fit to have these kids.
Exactly.
You see it so many times where because there's so many kids in foster care or in respite homes that they need to find a place for them. So automatically, they try and put them anywhere. Anywhere, and it's not hard to become a foster parent. So, granted, you could even be displaying some red flags yourself, and they
right.
don't even know it because they're so quick to try and put a kid in a placement as quickly as possible. But they need to also start doing their background searches a little better too, because just because Mary might be able to have a house, you know, where she has other foster kids there.
Right.
But guess what? Mary might have John that's staying with her, helping her watch these kids. Well, who's John? John is the pervert that's been molesting all the kids that Mary
has.
And, you know what? They got to start getting people's medical records, too, because I don't think they even do that.
I don't even think they require medical records, actually.
And they should, because these people have been to all kinds of psychiatrists, because
exactly.
they're mental anguish and shit like that.
And you know what?
You know what else?
A lot of people are doing it just for that check, too.
Of course. That's the main thing. They want their money.
It's all about the Benjamins, you know.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you,
I think that's real bad because I know a female that has been blackballed from being able to adopt any kid, foster any kids or anything. She treated that kid so bad, and it was a little crack baby. You know, you knew this from the start.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sorry. Trust me, I'm not defending her, but I'm just going to say, when you get a baby who is definitely, they tell you, yes, the baby was born with, let's just say, you know, cocaine in their system and stuff like that. The mother was a user, whatever the case may be. Now, there's nothing that says that this kid is going to be, okay? There's nothing
right.
that said that this kid is going to be out of control, rude, disrespectful, punching on you like you're a human punching bag. There's nothing that says that. And I feel like that's a disclosure that they should watch when they try to place these babies into homes. They shouldn't they shouldn't place crack babies into foster homes with people because you never know what you're getting. Now, if you're thinking that you can get a crack baby in your home and raise them and they're not going to have any problems, you have another thing coming. You need to do your homework because
right.
9 times out of 10, there's other things that's going on that you don't know about, because the only thing they're going to say is, oh, well, the mother did use drugs while they were pregnant, but
right.
you still have a chance for this baby to still come out good, you know.
Right.
What they don't
right.
tell you is, guess what, honey, the drugs that was in that mother's system, and when the mother gave birth, they didn't kill some of the brain cells, and this kid's going to have ADHD, ADD,
mm-hmm.
you name it, they about to have it. Guess what? They might even have CP, and you don't even know it. See, it's like they don't tell you all those things, and I feel like society itself is so quick to place a kid someplace than do a better background. They have to do better background checks, and I'm going to tell you, I work in that field, and I will adopt a kid, but I will not adopt a baby.
Right.
Yeah, I will not adopt the baby.
Unfortunately, that wasn't the case.
Mm-mm. No, trust me, I know. She was terrible.
This chick was, like, just beating this baby for no reason, and, like, she would lock him in. You know how the lock is on the inside of the door?
Mm-hmm.
She would turn the lock around where she could lock him in the room. And he just started doing things, you know. Like I say, she had him from a baby. And, you know, he was, like, acting out and everything like that. And, like, you know, and she would, like, just beat him for no reason. And one day he went to school, and he told the teacher, I want to talk to a police because my mommy beats me up all the time. She hit me in my head and all
of
that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The baby was 6 years old. And they did start doing some investigation, went in there, and she had the locks turned, and the way that she had a bed and stuff like that, like
mm-hmm.
bars up to the window, and honey, when they seen all of that,
ma'am. But they dropped the ball, because even though you get a foster child, you're still supposed to go in and make your own personal inspections. You're supposed to make your own pop-ups at that person's house.
That.
Right.
You're supposed to check, and they don't check.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, the system is lacking just as bad. I feel like some of the systems are lacking when you know you should be going there to check on these babies. Like, you know, but these mothers is getting these men that you leave your child with them, especially little girls. No, like, I'm not feeling that because, like you said, at the end of the day, little poor Bella, like, where was the mother when all this was going on?
Yeah.
You know
what? It gets crazy. I kind of don't want to talk about it no more because the more I talk about it, the more angry I get.
Right.
It's disgusting. And I hope that justice is definitely served, you know, to the max, you know, stuff like that. And those are the people who the cops should be out here shooting.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Yes.
shit.
You know, I mean, it breaks my heart. And that little, oh, Bella, she was so beautiful, like.
Yes.
You know, how could you hurt a baby like that? Like, seriously. I can't even imagine. Like, you don't want that kid, I don't care how old they are, do away with them.
Yep.
You know, mine used to get on my nerves, but I would never, ever hurt one of them. Like,
yeah,
my grandma.
If you don't want them, drop them off. If you don't want them, drop them off. Don't kill them.
Exactly.
If you don't want your kid, drop your kid off.
Yeah.
Do not abuse
That's
your kid.
That's all you got to do.
You know what I'm saying? Do not allow harm to come to your kid. Don't kill your kid and drive them over. Don't put them in a car and drive them off the bridge. You know?
Right.
You could easily say you just don't want them. Like, you know what? Unfortunately, I thought I could do it, but I can't do it. You know?
Yeah, but like I can't handle him right now.
I thought I could, but I can't.
And I think ain't no thing. You'll get more props if you a bigger person and just give it away with them. You know, do away with them. Then you would to hurt him and kill him because you're miserable. You know, don't do it to that baby. Give them a chance to live.
So, Divas, just real quick. Do you guys know what today is? On another note,
yes, the 50 years ago Martin Luther King.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, it's definitely marks the 50th anniversary of Dr. King. When he went, you know, to deliver a speech, and he was killed by that opening, murdered him, assassinated.
You know, it's so ironic because everything you Divas talking about right now is what me, Pastor Holland, my brother, my sister-in-law was sitting at the table talking about, what, an hour ago. The same identical things, like, you know.
But
it's
you know what it is, T? Because this is really what's going on right now. You know, it's not like a bunch of mumble stuff. So everybody's pretty much talking about the same things today, you know. You know, it's sad. There was more shootings today over in the city, and you know,
Did you see anything in Memphis today? Did any of you guys see anything that was in Memphis today? As far as like anything, I know, like I know for us, because I believe that's where he was killed. He was, I think he was killed
exactly.
in Memphis. So. Did you guys, I didn't get a chance to see, but I wanted to know if you guys saw anything on TV as far as
anything.
Like anything, like any memorial, anything that anyone did, you know, for him in that town of which he, you know, was assassinated.
I didn't know. They people actually walked 50 miles today.
They
marched 50 miles today, and they also did, where he was at his gravesite, his daughter did something, they burned a gun there. They did a lot of different things. LeBron James actually tonight produced a special that they had on a History Channel. So I don't even know what time that comes on. I don't know if it hasn't come on yet or if it came on and we missed it. But I know on the History Channel, LeBron James was producing a special that they were doing. So there was a few things actually going on today. They did something in front of the hotel, which is actually a museum now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where he was assassinated. And I think was it his grandson, his 9-year-old grandson or somebody, you know, was singing or doing something there. But it's a travesty, and people say it's getting better. I don't see it getting any better.
When you think about it, my next question, real quick, because I know time is of the essence at this point, is I was going to ask you guys, do you feel like it's been 50 years? So in the 50 years, do you feel like we're at an all-time high for getting better or all-time low for getting worse? Do you feel like we're reaching rock bottom, or do you feel like Dr. King will be proud?
I don't think he would be proud at all. Now, because they're doing the same things now. It's trying to justify it, like, oh, my life was in danger. Like, you have to do the same thing. The only thing, they went from using ropes to guns. Right. So
exactly.
It's just, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. And now what happens is they're teaching them to shoot to kill because a dead man can't talk. So what we'll do, we'll kill them and we'll make them out to be some kind of criminal. And then, you know, they should obey. I mean, yeah, we're going to obey the law, you know. But the thing is with my peoples that are listening, what I want to tell y'all is don't expect protection from a system that was never designed to protect us. It was actually built to hold us back.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It was built, everything, even the Constitution, all of that stuff was written against us. You understand?
Right.
So now, I real quick, and then I know we got to go, but there was a video on Facebook where this lady was saying how she wasn't standing up for Stephon Clark because on his social media and stuff like that, he was against black women.
Mm.
He was saying, why should he have a baby or be with a black woman and he's already black, you know? So,
I don't really understand
what he meant by that. And so the lady's point was, that her point was, which I kind of understand, now, where were the people that he was glorifying on his social media to stand up for him? They wasn't even there. It was us who was standing up and out here protesting and everything for him, not the people that he actually glorified. And he talked against us. You understand? So she was saying,
wow.
I'm not here for him. I'm here for his mother. I'm here for his grandmother. That's who I feel sorry for. You know, even though what happened to him, he didn't warrant death, that, you know, his person. But again, like she was saying, where were the people that he stood up for, the Asian woman or the Caucasian woman that he was glorifying? They're rarely out there.
Yeah, they was chilling. They was chilling. That's where they was at. What you mean? They was sitting at home chilling. And not for nothing, but you know what? You should have embraced. That's why I feel like people kind of discredit black people a lot, you know. And I know that sometimes we don't make the, and I say we because I'm African American, you know. A lot of us don't make the right decisions from time to time, but I still feel like, you know, people discredit us and count you out. You know, like you're beneath me just by looking at the color of my skin or just by looking at me. When in all reality, I might not have the same education that you have, but that doesn't mean that I'm not educated and I'm not educated enough to give you my opinion or voice my situation. I am. I might not have the same degree that you have, but I still am just as educated as you are. And if you put us both together and have a conversation amongst a crowd of people, I guarantee you the responses and feedback that I will get is completely different than what you will get because you're going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to give it to you raw and let you know exactly what it is. And you're going to respect me for being honest with you and not sugarcoating it for you. And I feel like they downplay us a little bit too much, and I feel like we downplay ourselves. But if we do anything in 2018, I feel like we should work on uplifting ourselves and uplifting other people just to get people together. And on, you know, and I, my main focus, of course, is I love all my people. But my thing is women need to stand together for women. And they need to uplift each other and stop talking bad about each other. They need to come on one accord and uplift each other. You know what, girl? You got some nice shoes on right there. You know where you get them from?
Right.
You know, don't be so fast to be judgmental and to knock that woman down. Work on lifting them up, and then maybe different people that you meet and you walk around, they won't be so quick to put you down just by looking at you. You know?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Because you know what it is too. Nowadays you're looking at somebody who actually built the way they are.
Embrace yourself, sister. Embrace yourself.
Listen, you already know from my experience from Friday that it gave us a whole new outlook, right?
Yeah, that's what the divas told me Friday night when they made me get. Anyway. So, with that being said, that's a whole other show. We have come to the end of the show where we normally go around and give our final thoughts on tonight's show. And I just gave mine. That's it. I ain't saying no more. I just gave mine. To be continued.
All right.
So I'm going to pass on the mic.
All right. Now, Angie, are you still with us or you gone already?
No, I'm still here. I'm still here.
All right, you want to give your final thought first?
Yes, indeed, because I got to run. But
yeah.
Again, great show, ladies.
protect your children by any means necessary. And even though today is Dr. King's Day, that was the words of Malcolm X. By any means necessary. He tried to get Malcolm on that same page too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just keep an eye on your children. Stop being nosy again. Go in there and ask, you know, especially when they're defenseless, where they really can't help themselves. You know,
right.
Go and when you're giving them baths, check their, give them an overlook of their body. You know, ask them, has anybody did anything to you? Anybody say anything to you? Go ahead. Let your child know that they can come to you for refuge.
Exactly. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen to that. Phoebe, gonna go on to you.
I basically the same thing as Mobility. But
I'm
embrace
a holler.
Yourself. All right. So, and with that being said, yes, Miss Ray Queen, you know, I will say yes. Embrace yourself. Become one with yourself and know yourself. That's all the know yourself from you, by the way. Just saying. I stole that from you. Know yourself, know your value, and embrace yourself. And when it comes to the topic, I'm just going to piggyback on all the divas and just say, you know, you want to make sure that you are aware of what's going on with your children. You want to make sure you know what's going on. Don't be afraid to ask those questions. They're a little uncomfortable, but don't be afraid to ask those questions, because then later on you're going to say, I wish I would have asked those questions.
Mm-hmm.
So just play it smart and ask those questions and be informative, you know, be able to answer questions and not judgment, be able to, you know, allow your kid to open up to you without judging them and make them feel comfortable, because you don't want the next person to make them feel comfortable and then that allows them to put their guards down and be able to be more comfortable with the other person than you are to your family. So you want to make sure that you communicate with your children at all times. Those of you who have young children, you want to make sure that you keep your children close to you and you understand that in this day and age, in 2018, there's a lot of perverts out there. Pervert could be right in your neighbor. When your kid go outside to play, guess what? When your kid go out the apartment building, you never know. A bump could be a feel. And the kid might not know because it was just a bump. You know, it wasn't uncomfortable at that moment, but that's how it starts. So you want to make sure that you pay attention to your surroundings, you pay attention to your children, and you just be informed. And think about it, ladies, and I'm going to say ladies, think about it. How long are you going to wait before you bring someone around your children? You know, how long are you going to wait before you say, oh, you know what, I'm going to go out to work, but you can watch my kid because it's your day to watch the kids, even though they're not yours. So just be aware and ask yourself those questions. Am I waiting long enough before I bring someone home? Am I just bringing home someone that I'm being with on an intimate level? Or is this person going to be my husband? What does this person bring to the table that makes me feel comfortable enough to allow them to be around my kid? Ask yourself those questions. So with that being said, just to fill you guys in, we do have a Monday show, UAR Radio. If you want your music played, you want your music rotated, you want an interview with Rich Money and myself, you can send all the information in to gqpowersradio@gmail.com or gq002@gmail.com. This way you can get your music rotated. You can also have an interview on the Friday show. On Tuesday, we do have Love Sensation. That's where we play the most up-and-coming, I want to say old school, new school. We take it back. Rich Money takes it way back. So I'm sure you enjoy yourself with that. Just something, you know, nice, smooth R&B just to get you in the mood and, you know, allow you to enjoy that Tuesday as you're sitting at the house chilling, winding down. Something to help you wind down a little bit. And then, of course, on Wednesday, you're bringing it back with the Diva Squad. You know, that's every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And, of course, the number stays the same, 646-716-6940. You want to make sure that you dial the same number for each and every show. And then Bringing It Home is our Friday show with Rich Money and myself. That's Love and Entertainment, the original show that's on the GQ Palace. So you want to make sure that you check us out on, like I said, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Check us out. We'll be around, but we're going to end the show tonight. And we're going to go out with a speech that was done by Martin Luther King. So we're going to end it right now. Have a blessed and safe weekend, everybody. Travel safe. Be safe. Aries, happy birthday.
Be safe. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cried. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California, but not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, God's men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Granted.